Leading environmental authorities in China have released a report suggesting a quarter of all Chinese living in cities go to sleep with noise. Do you sleep in a noisy environment? And what's the problem with excess noise levels? Guys, tell me what's going on.
Sure. The Ministry of Environmental Protection recently released China Environmental Noise Prevention and Control Annual Report 2016. It revealed that a quarter of Chinese cities were not up to the standards of noise monitoring at night in 2015. It means a quarter cities go to sleep in noise, according to Wang Xianguo, a researcher from the Pollution Prevention Division of Hainan Provincial Ecological Environmental Protection Bureau. So, I'm going to throw in a little more facts and figures, pretending I'm Yu Yang here. Yeah, in 2015, China kept 20,188 times of records on sound environment quality of functional regions in 308 Chinese cities, 10,094 times of records during daytime and nighttime, respectively, and 9,331 times of records during the daytime were up to standard, taking up 92.4%, which is, I don't know, maybe okay. Mm-hmm. But 7,504 times of records at night were up to standards, taking up only 74.3%, which means nearly a quarter of people are going to sleep in a really loud, maybe not really loud, but not up to standard kind of noise levels.
So, I've got to say, I hate noise. I hate noise. I hate noise. I hate noise. I really hate noise.
Tell us how you really feel.
I don't want to hold back, okay? So, I really hate noise. And I don't know whether it's, curiously, when I was growing up, I lived in a very noisy place. I lived right next to a steelworks, and that was 24 hours, 24/7. There was always noise. Ooh. I did live in a house next to a steelworks. I didn't actually live in a tent or anything like that.
Right.
But the noise was always there, and actually it didn't bother me at all.
It didn't
because
bother
it was
you at all.
I grew up with it. The noise was there. It was noise that didn't seem to change very much. Now, I wonder whether that's the key sometimes.
So I got to ask then, why do you hate noise?
I hate
now?
Noise.
What
oh.
happened?
Can you tell? I hate noise. because I suppose over a period of time I have made that life choice that actually noise is just too much. So if it's like traffic noise, or if it's just, and I hate to say it, people having fun.
Ooh.
Even if it's...
Well, I know what that means.
Yeah. So people having fun. You know, any kind of noise, I think I'm just very aware of it. And I think it's not the noise that I grew up with, the kind of that steady level noise that's always there, like the hush of rain or traffic going backwards and forwards.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that kind of white noise.
Yeah,
is
white noise
better.
Is fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But if when there's, you know, abrupt noises or changes or something that is attracting my attention, I wonder, you know, that's where it all goes horribly wrong with me.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to ask you guys, while we get into this topic here, there's different types of sound or noises, how they measure it. So can you tell me the different types that we have here?
Of course. So basically, we have five types of, let's say, level of noise that you should be able to have. Basically, there's this type zero sound environment, functional regions, that's what we call it. Basically, if in these areas that there are need of extreme quietness, like rehabilitation areas. This
shall I give some examples as we go along?
Of course.
Right, so this type zero is, shh, they're trying to get better.
Oh yeah, they're trying to get better, so you do not want to disturb them. And there's the type 1 sound environmental function regions, places that need to keep quiet, like residential areas, and places that offer medical care, education, scientific research, designing, and administrative services. So basically, if you need to go to sleep, or if you need to think quietly.
So yes, what I suppose that's like libraries. And,
yes.
And laboratories. and things like that.
Where it's all that stuff. Huh?
Be quiet just for a few moments. I need to concentrate on this really important thing.
Yeah, and I think the type one sound environmental functional regions is kind of important because basically where we're living or where we're complaining that it's too loud is preventing us from going to sleep peacefully. Sound and noise, that's the kind of area we really care about. This is the type one. So there's type two, which is of business and finance or market trading or places where people live, do business, and participate in industrial production together. That is kind of a place that you can be a little louder.
Yeah, so that's like if you're on a trading floor and people are going, buy, sell.
Yeah,
and things
because
like that.
I feel like there are some kind of floors that, some kind of buildings that at the lower levels, like the first floor, maybe second and third, there are not residential buildings. There are just big malls. And then upper, higher, there are residential buildings. That area is like, it's okay to be a little more. It's a little louder.
Right. I would say even in those areas too, you know, not necessarily just people, you know, screaming stock prices, but also, you know, just more traffic in those areas. That's where people's jobs are.
These are places where you would expect to have, you can't avoid it, can you?
No.
You have to have a certain amount of noise for the activity to carry on. I mean, you can't sell things in a market without a certain degree of noise, can you, I guess?
Right. Sure. Basically. And the last one, type 4, sound environment functional regions, we call it 4A, is besides highway and roads, which is the apparently loudest.
Right. Right, as we go from type 0 to, the highest type, as you had just mentioned, type 4, we see that the environment is more noisy.
Sure.
Right? One thing that was interesting, though, is I live in an area of Beijing called Beixing Chao, and I feel like it fits so many of these types. And maybe that's just the area I live in. But, you know, also, Bob, maybe you can chime in on this here. But, you know, I've noticed since I've lived in China and specifically, Beijing, a lot of people honk to just, you know, in their daily driving. It's not a big deal. But in the U.S., it's very rare to honk. So that chimed with there's construction going on many times in Beixing Chao, and right now is definitely the case. These kind of things definitely make for a noisy environment. And when I'm trying to sleep, maybe that's a bad thing.
Oh, you have so touched on a raw nerve here. I mean, quite apart from, actually in the UK, it's illegal to honk your horn unless you're trying to tell somebody that you're there for an emergency reason. So you can't use the horn in a car on a regular basis. It's illegal, so you can't do that. So maybe that's at the back of my mind. But I'm in the similar position where I live in a place where there's a lot of construction work going on, and the cement lorries are turning up every 30 minutes or so, I think, overnight, and they have to honk their horn to get into the building site. So that fits into my problem area that I was mentioning earlier, where it's an abrupt sound which happens on a regular basis, and you may be just about to go to sleep, and you know your eyes are closing, and you're nice and warm, and then. There's that cement lorry.
Yeah, about that, I have to bring a little about the Chinese perspective here. First of all, when I get my driver's license, when I was learning, actually the teacher tells us during nights, your lights are supposed to be the honk. You're not supposed to make that kind of noise. You can just use your lights because people around you will see the lights. They will know you're coming or you're doing some kind of, you're making a turn. So that is okay. Oh, so it's not okay to use a honk during nights. That's what they tell us. And also, in certain areas of the city, I'm pretty sure there are some in Beijing too. In the cross, around the cross of the on the road, you can see this kind of monitoring, this kind of sound environment protectors. They're there to show you how loud there is in this area. So basically, I feel like people are trying to protect people from getting hurt by this noise. But it's kind of hard also, because if the person is not doing it very seriously, as he's not trying to control himself, it's hard to punish him, because the noise is like, if you create the noise, it's there. But if you stop, it's not there. It's hard to get evidence. It's hard to stop him. And it's also hard to warn him not to do that again.
Well, let's talk about some evidence and the findings and the sources of the noises that they were talking about. Stats from the central authorities showed that 354,000 complaints were received about noise nationwide, making up 35.3% of all environmental complaints through the year. The biggest offender, guys, construction noise was the biggest complaint. 50.1% of all complaints were connected to construction. The next one was industrial companies, made up 16.9%. Also, actually, 21% of complaints were related to human-generated noise. And then also 12% related to vehicle traffic. So actually, I see from these sources and what we've been talking about, you know, we all kind of touched on similar notes here, whether you're, you know, one of these people dealing with these complaints here in China, or if you're maybe in the UK and the US, you understand these sources. But what other sources are there that could be disrupting people's sleep? Like for me, I can think of one. Beijing Chow has a street that is famous for its, you know, outdoor hot pot and barbecue restaurants, especially during the summer. And man, does it, you know, it gets loud.
Yeah,
it gets
that street.
It gets loud. But what else could be contributing to this? You guys got any ideas?
Of course, sometimes there are shopping malls, outdoor promotion activities, square dance, I'm sorry.
Oh, square dancing. Let's not get onto square dancing. Okay, let's get on to square dancing.
Okay.
No. I mean, I think it's fabulous, actually. I love watching square dancing. But I have to admit, if I lived in an apartment above a place where people congregate, I think I would be seriously cross.
I have had friends living in the Dongzhimen area that have complained about the dancing noise music. Because sometimes they turn up for what? You know, they turn down for what? That's it. They don't turn down for anything. They want to dance and have a good time. And so it gets a little loud.
That's fine. Yeah. I think they could, you know, they could change the music style from time to time. It does tend to be a similar kind of music, doesn't it, all the time?
Yeah, but according to one of my friends, she actually wanted to help her mother to enjoy square dance without disturbing people. So she bought the whole group some Bluetooth headset.
Ooh.
And it was not a very clear day. It's a little air polluted. So you can see them dancing and not hearing the music. I gotta tell you, it didn't help.
No, and in fact, I was going to raise this earlier. We're talking about sound pollution here. You can have visual pollution as well. You can have visual noise pollution.
Ooh.
And I think going to the window and getting freaked out by watching these people in the street just moving around for no reason without any music, that would give me nightmares. That would stop me sleeping.
Yeah, okay, really. Let's be serious here. Although I kind of brought it up. Anyway, I feel like you should know that actually, according to China's law, any construction work should not be doing during 6 o'clock in the evening till the next morning, 8 a.m. And also all the holidays, including weekends. So if the construction work is really disturbing you, you feel like your health is in danger, you should complain.
Yeah, let's talk about health. The World Health Organization estimated noise has become another environmental factor affecting human life, which it warns could result in the increase of mental health issues and coronary disease, according to its epidemiological study in Europe in 2014. The report revealed that European adult citizens have lost 1.6 million healthy life years every year due to noise pollution. So basically, you might be asking, Ryan, what is a healthy life year? Well, that is a year of life without disability. So not necessarily taking years off your life, just taking off the years where you're healthy and in good health and you can do things.
Yeah,
does this make sense to you guys? What do you
totally
think?
Well, I mean, I think it's been proved time and time again that noise can have an effect. Yes, it has, actually, Ryan, in terms of, you know, affecting your health.
Then.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't have a good rest, if you don't sleep at night, maybe there's noises at night or people other people making it difficult for you to fall asleep, or, you know, you spend all night wide awake. That's going to have an impact, isn't it, on how you feel, the amount of energy that you have, maybe your ability to resist diseases or something like that.
I'm going to argue that point, Bob. I'm going to say that's relative, because some people love the sound of a clock going...
Oh, that's,
and
you just hit on another.
Other people would go crazy.
Me.
So it's relative. So I would say that that one's not the biggest offender. I would say, though, I would argue that maybe stress from these sounds, and stress being that you might be in immediate danger. You know, many times, and maybe you guys can talk about this too, your own experience. I'm walking down the sidewalk. And many times, you know, these guys, they have the job of delivering stuff, and I totally respect them. They want to get from A to B as fast as possible.
Sure.
And maybe there's some traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So they use the sidewalk, and they like to warn people with a honk that, you know, these guys on motorbikes coming through warn you with a honk.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you're walking, and then all of a sudden you hear, right behind you, you're like, oh my God.
Yes.
You know? So maybe not necessarily just sitting in bed or in the privacy of your own home, but these loud noises, hearing honks all around you. It's like a battlefield. What do you think, Nuhong?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little stressful when you're walking in a very crowded place. It's like all the different kind of sounds or like different kind of signal from everywhere, trying to warn you from something, trying to protect you sometimes, but it is stressful. I agree with Ryan here.
I would go further as well, that some of the places which I traditionally think that these are supposed to be havens, these are supposed to be places where you can go and relax, like coffee shops or just quiet areas or spaces, seem to be full of noises. You just don't seem to be able to get away. You don't seem to be able to relax. I mean, there's I was in a coffee shop the other day thinking, this would be lovely if I could just sit here, relax on a sofa, drinking a coffee, and there was no other noise. But it was almost impossible. There were noises coming from everywhere. It seems as though society can't live without having some kind of noise around.
Absolutely. And an elderly woman surnamed Zhang also was diagnosed with high blood pressure, heart disease, after living near a noisy garbage transfer station for 7 to 8 years. Her doctor said her diseases could have had something to do with the noisy living environment. What do you guys think? Do you think? I'm a little skeptical of this. I don't think necessarily the noise caused the heart problems. Maybe diet, maybe there's other factors.
There will be other factors, but my feeling, I know we're talking about this as being a major problem, and I was talking to Niu Honglin earlier about this, that you know, at the end of the day, if there's too much noise around where you live, you have to move, or you have to go and find somewhere else to live, or you have to have earphones, because I know we'll get onto this in a second about maybe ways of dealing with it.
Yeah.
But I'm always quite big on personal responsibility. If something is irritating you, walk away, find another way to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
If it can't be changed, and a lot of times it can't be changed.
Well, let me ask you. So why is it so difficult to control this problem? Nuhong Lin, I defer this question to you. Why do you think it's so difficult to control this problem? I mean, some people have speculated that there's not enough law enforcement, nor is there no clear offender. You know, we've already talked about how many different ways we can hear this noise. What do you think?
Yeah. So first of all, it's hard. It's hard to find out who's responsible, because like you said, we have so many ways to hear this noise, which means so many different kind of people are creating the noise. That is to say, according to Chinese law on prevention and control of pollution from environmental noise, the environmental, cultural, traffic, local police, industry and commerce departments all have the power to control noise. So here you see the term is that they have the power to control noise, but we didn't say they have the responsibility, the liability to prevent people from suffering from these noises. So when you actually do have a problem, maybe you try to report the situation, but it's hard to find a specific department to control it. I'd like to refer a example here. Mm-hmm. That is one of China's most famous actress, Sun Li. She posted a notice on Sina Weibo, actually, complaining about a construction site near her hotel when she was shooting maybe a new show whatever. And I mean, the reason I say it is because I'm pretty sure she has the resources and, like, she's a famous actress. So if she know where to report the thing, she would. But she turned to social media. That is kind of reasonable because I feel like she doesn't know who to report the issue and who should be responsible to solve the issue.
I totally agree. I think where to report this kind of issue is many times the problem. I also think complaints aren't always hard evidence. Bob, what do you think about that? You know, I say this because sound and how it bugs you, as you had said, you know, some is white noise, some is not white noise, some bugs you. It's all relative. What do you think, Bob?
I think what you were suggesting there about how do you get proof, that's an almost impossible thing to do. If you're a regular person in the street, I mean, you actually, to prove this kind of thing, you need to be able to measure that there is a problem, and that means you have to have special machines to be able to do this. I personally, I think, would not even complain because I think, well, who am I? How can
who are you,
I don't know. I really hope that coming on this program, I'm going to find out.
Aww.
But thank you. But, you know, one person making a complaint, I think, doesn't really work. If the system isn't there for complaints, so you have to say, yeah, okay, there is a problem. Find a way of measuring it.
You're
and
saying
then get the
amount
evidence.
Of complaints is how you measure
it. You would
it.
Need to. I think people en masse are always much more effective than one single voice in the wilderness.
Sure.
So, but again, I probably wouldn't complain. I think that if it was a real issue, I'd just try and find another way around it. Go elsewhere.
Let's talk about that. How do we get around this, guys? We can't wait. We need that sleep tonight. New Honglin, what do we do?
Well, what if it were me? Mm-hmm. I may go find some really nice noise-proof headset, listen to some music.
How do you wake up for work on time?
Ah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's always my problem. I would wear earplugs, but
sure,
then I wouldn't hear any advice.
You just come in late.
I would never come in late. What are you suggesting?
But okay, so noise-proof headphones,
yes,
maybe work. Is there anything else? Any tips?
Actually, yes, but I think it's kind of a shortly long-term kind of thing because my parents' apartment has just got redecorated, but not by them, it's by the community kind of committee thing. And they started to install this kind of double glazing. That
nice.
Is, yeah, that is quite soundproofing.
Very cool. Bob, what do you think?
I think you have to take the long-term look and say there has to be a better way of reporting these things, and then society has to be happy about punishing and making sure that people stop making all this noise. But then also try and, as New Honglin was saying, find better ways to build your apartments.
Sure.
I would say, guys, try to, for me, live in a quiet part of town. Tangzhou in Beijing is a very quiet part of town, I think. But it's Roundtable with myself, Ryan Price, New Honglin, and the amazing, fabulous, awesome, clearly spectacular Bob Jones.